Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion coming from Matthew chapter 13, verses 44 through 46. So this morning I was reading and came across these two short parables, and it was just a great tune-up for me on my perspective, my attitude, my enthusiasm for my walk with Christ, for getting up every day and picking up my cross as the scripture refers to it, you know, picking it up and following him with joy, with enthusiasm. And so let's read this. It says in verse 44, Jesus says, "Again, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hid in a field, which a man found and hid, and for joy over he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field." It's called the parable of the hidden treasure. And so what is he saying? He's saying that following Jesus, that following him, being a part of his kingdom, his plan, he's saying being a part of that, discovering. When we discover Jesus, think about it. We discover fulfillment. We discover purpose. We discover what we are created for. After all, we were designed and created by our Creator. We were made in his image. So when we surrender our life to Christ, it's an incredible day. It's a freeing day. When we discover his grace, his forgiveness, his redemption, sometimes maybe we've grown so used to this that we've forgotten the joy, forgotten what we've been saved from, redeemed from. And he's saying that when a man finds treasure, have you ever, is it just me, or have you ever imagined finding this great treasure in a field? You uncover it. It's hundreds of years old. Nobody's missing it. It's hundreds of years old, right? And you bury it back up. You go and buy, the place is for sale, and you buy it. And it's like, if it was worth $1 million, would you grudgingly sell, let's say everything's worth 250, would you grudgingly sell everything you had to get something that's worth far more? Of course not. I mean, you'd be so excited. You'd just be trying to contain the joy. It's like, oh my gosh, how did I get this opportunity? What an amazing deal. You know, you watch Barn Finds or whatever it's called, those shows on TV. You know, I hear about them, you know, and they find this rare car. I love old classics and stuff. I dream of having, you know, a handful of them one day. That, you know, car, investing in something that retains its value and grows in value. And I love history and I love classics. And so anyway, there's vehicles that I would love to have. And, you know, but maybe that's you or something else. Imagine that you find it and you know that this barn find is worth $500,000, $1 million. You would sell your car. You would trade it in. Imagine, even for those of you who don't relate with that, a brand new car. What if you could just trade in your old car and you have to pay no difference? It's a brand shiny new car. Can you imagine that? So he says, that's the kind of joy. That's what it's like. Yes, you surrender everything, but what you're getting is so much greater. And then he goes on to the parable of the pearl of great price. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls, who when he has found, even he's found this one pearl of great price, the most beautiful, the largest pearl he has ever seen. What does he do? He goes and sells all that he has so he can gather up the money to be able to buy it. And he knows with joy, it's not grudgingly that they're doing this. And so, you know, are we showing, are you and I living in reality of what we have exchanged, our filthy rags for what he has given us? Yes, there are challenges. Yes, there are trials. Yes, it doesn't, you know, it's not always easy. But let's not forget the alternative. Let's not forget what we've been saved from. Let's not forget the first joy. And if we haven't surrendered our life to Christ and you're listening to this, then I just beg you, trust me. It's a great, great deal. It's the best deal you'll ever find. And so may we walk today in the reality of what we've been given and what we found. Dear Jesus, I just pray that you would give us a fresh joy, a fresh enthusiasm, a fresh excitement to follow you. That, Father, as we give up what the world, those who don't know you yet, when we give up that and exchange it, Father, help us not to look at that with envy or thinking that we have somehow, if we had our old car that's broken down and rusty, it would be better. Father, help us to show our kids, help us to show the people around us the reality of what we have found and what we have in Jesus. And let that joy and that enthusiasm, Father, drive us to be all that you have created us to be, to walk in the fullness of what you've given us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now, this episode has encouraged you. I want to encourage you, go to iTunes. You can download my podcast, Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark. Please share feedback, love for you to rate it. That would help us to get the message out even further. And you can also go to my blog, beacatalyst.com. You can sign up for email notifications every time we release a new one. There's also other resources there. And now, let's go out there and make it a super, ultra awesome, fantastic day. God bless.